It has finished Finn Harps 1, Cork City 1, a share of the points, and the result means it is a point apiece. Harps second from bottom go on to 10 points, and Cork, they move on to 9 points bottom of the table, but they've slightly closed the gap to Derry and Shelburne, who sit above them, both those sides on 13 points. The story of the game here, well, it was 0-0 at the break, and both sides in the opening half did have chances, but it took 3 first half saves from Mark Anthony McGinley, the Finn Harps goalkeeper, to keep the visitors out. Harps did have opportunities of their own. Mark Russell needed a save from Mark McNulty, the Cork goalkeeper, and Alexander Cogler as well did have an opportunity but couldn't connect properly with the ball. If he did, it would have nestled in the back of the net, but instead it went out to the left and wide. But Cork did come the closest with those opportunities in the first half, but again, it was down to Mark Anthony McGinley and those saves which kept it at 0-0 at the break. Cork did start the second half the better off the two sides, and they did deservingly go in front in the 57th minute, where the very lively and nippy down the left-hand wing, Dylan McGlade was the man who got the goal. Dara O'Connor was involved in it, but it was a mistake in the middle of the park which led to the goal for Cork, and it came from a long distance out as well, from about 23 yards out from the Harps goal. Dylan McGlade caught the ball nicely, and it went to the left of Mark Anthony McGinley, and McGinley for the first time was beaten tonight. As it turned out, it was the only time as well. Harps did get an equalising goal through Rafa Gatero on the 75th minute, and again that was from about 25 yards out, and it had Mark McNulty, the Cork goalkeeper, flat footed. He couldn't really see it because of the crowd of players in front of him, but Gatero picked the spot to pick up his first league goal of the season, 1-1. After that, Harps certainly had the better of the play for the closing 15 minutes, but Harps couldn't get an opportunity to get a winning goal. In the end, 1-1 Declan Boyle, and as a share of the spoils, a 1-1 draw, a fair result?
Probably over the 90 minutes and the possession that Cork had as well, and he had a couple of big chances, and as you said, Mark Anthony made a couple of excellent saves. We had one or two good chances ourselves, and it was a matter of who was going to score first. But to be fair, once Harps lost that goal and Cork went on and scored that goal, I mean a couple of positive substitutions. Adam Foley came in and done excellent up from Gattaro, come on and obviously scored an equaliser, which was a really impressive strike, really good quality, and it was probably the first chance in the game where we ended up getting 10, 15 passes together, working from the right-hand side back to the left and back into the centre, and Gattaro, to be fair, opened up his body beautifully and just curled it, and there's a lot of bodies ahead of him just around the penalty spot, and Mark McNulty was probably a wee bit unsighted by it, but it just nestled lovely into the bottom right-hand corner, and worthy of getting a draw of the game. Harps pushed on after that, but we had a few half chances, but overall you're probably saying, and possession stakes and chances, probably a draw was a fair result, and probably Ollie will be happy after going one goal down.